The Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Roma.
Forced by Nayland Smith's activities, Dr. Fu Manchu is about to abandon his laboratories as St. Clair de la Roche in the south of France, when Smith, trusting that the insidious doctor still believes him to be a member of the C-Fan, walks into a trap. Fu informs Smith that his and Dr. Petrie's lives are no longer of interest to him, but that he intends to transform Paul Sterling, Petrie's assistant, into a zombie, since Sterling's botanical knowledge is valued by the Oriental. Smith and Petrie, kept prisoners in one of the underground rooms, try to escape, but find the corridors infested with death-dealing germs and insects. Donning chemical masks, which they find in the room for protection, they traverse the now deserted laboratories and make their escape. Captain Dubois informs Smith that no one has left the place, and Smith, accompanied by Petrie and the officers, re-enters. He discovers a secret door which reveals steps leading down, and posting sentries along the way, Smith and Petrie descend. They discover a subterranean lagoon when a rumbling noise warns them that someone is closing the section doors. As they race up the stairs, two shots ring out.
That's one of the sentries, Petrie. Come on.
Where the devil are those sentries, Smith?
I don't know. Good Lord, look.
The door. We can make it, Smith. It's still about 3 feet from the floor.
Oh, we daren't risk it. If we did and weren't crushed, we'd be shut in between this one and the next.
But how are we going to get out?
There, we're trapped again. I wonder... Petrie, we must go back again. There might be some way out of these caverns on the other side of the lagoon. Come on. Don't show a light. Be careful of these steps. They're slippery as... Wait!
What's that?
A motor, Petrie. I'm sure this lagoon has an outlet to the sea.
But if that's the case, that motor must be a submarine.
Exactly. Come on. But be as quiet as possible.
I believe there aren't many steps left. Can't see a thing.
Here. Hold on to my coat.
All right. We're down, Bill.
Yes. Come on. The wharf is in this direction.
I wonder why the section doors were closed, Bill.
I've an idea. Our presence here is known.
Look. Good Lord, Nayland. What is it?
The submarine. See, there's a faint glow escaping through the conning tower.
I'm sure it wasn't here when we discovered the lagoon.
It might have been, Petrie.
The glow is gone.
Oh, yes. They probably closed the tower. Yes, they're preparing to leave.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Oh, I'm afraid not. But as long as this craft came in here, there must be a way to get out.
Yes, no doubt there is an exit, but... We don't know its exact location or how deep underwater it is.
Well, remember, Petrie, we haven't explored the other side of the lagoon.
Oh, I know that, but then that doesn't...
Someone's calling. I'm still wearing Sterling's radio ring. Quiet.
Mr. Smith.
Fu Manchu.
You are not called upon to answer. If it pleases you, better to remain silent. But I know that you are there. I may add that you will remain there for a considerable time.
Where's he speaking from, Nayland?
Submarine.
Apart from certain personal inconveniences, Mr. Smith, do not congratulate yourself having altered my plans. Dr. Petrie's experiments were a menace more serious than any intrusions of yours. Dr. Petrie, who is with you, will be glad to hear that the beautiful Caramel is arriving at Monte Carlo today. Do not worry, Dr. Petrie. I do not intend to do her any harm.
Quiet, Petrie.
I regret that these laboratories are now useless, but doubtless you know that my experiments will be carried out elsewhere. No, Mr. Smith, your heroic efforts to stop me will be in vain, even if you should manage to escape with your life.
There's a way out, Petrie.
Do not worry about Mr. Sterling. I believe that I shall be able to eradicate the romantic impression he has left upon my chosen bride. He will become a faithful and obedient member of the Sifan.
Who built your submarine, Dr. Fu Manchu?
You are interested, Mr. Smith. A pity I shall be unable to make you familiar with its fascinating details.
Try to get the location of the voice, Petrie.
My submersible yacht was designed by Ernst von Heber, whose death some 10 years ago you may recall. Von Heber and Ericsson, who contributed many new features, have built the craft at my yard on the Irrawaddy in your beloved Burma. But now I must leave you. If I do so with a certain reluctance, this is due to the fact that I always pay my debts. When you entered my study and found me asleep, my life was at your mercy, Mr. Smith. And now my debt has been paid.
No lights. Not yet.
Leland, he wasn't in the submarine.
I know. Where did you place him?
Almost directly opposite to where we are now.
But higher up?
Yes, yes.
I agree. There's some gallery there. We must move carefully. It's going to be hard on you, Petrie.
Oh, what do you mean?
We've got to swim the lagoon.
Well, I think I'm rather below par at the moment.
Yes, I know. But I don't believe this lagoon is wider than 30 yards from side to side.
Well, I might manage once across, Neil.
Oh, good.
What's your plan?
Well, this. If we show ourselves again, we may be shot down. I suggest that we place the flashlight on the edge of the wharf as a beacon. And then slip quietly into the water. There's a ladder near where we are. Getting your direction from the light, swim across.
I'm game. What next?
Find out if there's any way of climbing up.
Is that a darkness?
Well, it's possible. You've probably swum across a river before, carrying your valuables under your hat.
I've seen it done.
Well, here. I'll tie one of the guns Dubois gave us to one of the flashlights. Pass yours to me.
Yes, here you are.
I'll come nearer. I hear. Let me tie this handkerchief onto your chin. There. You ready?
Yes, yes, I am.
If you can get ashore, use the light to find a way up. Keep the gun in your other hand. If you can make no landing, swim back. Is that clear?
Perfectly clear.
Good. Now, grab my arm. I'm going to show a light. Jump back with me. Now!
Why? The light's moving then.
Yes, I tied a piece of string to it. Mm-hmm. No snipers. Get busy now, Petrie. I'll place the light.
All right. There's a ledge here, Nayland. Swim across.
Here, Petrie. I'll help you up.
Your hand, Nayland. There we are. Thank you.
Shine your light ahead, Petrie.
There's some steps here in the rock. Perhaps they'll lead to the gallery. Come on, Nayland.
Yes, he must have been standing here when he spoke to us.
Yes, yes. But if he didn't join the submarine, where is he?
Well, he's no magician. There must be some way out of this, and we're going to find it.
Which way, Nellie?
Let's try it here, to the right. Shine your light ahead. Down, Petrie. Lights out.
What is it, Nellie?
Shadow. I saw it lurking ahead. I thought so. Someone trying to knife us. I don't know exactly where he is, but I'll try a shot.
I wonder if there are any more of them.
I doubt it, Petrie. But we must be careful. Follow me.
Yes. He said that Caramel would arrive in Monte Carlo today, Nayland. How did he know?
There seems to be very little Fu Manchu doesn't know. I say, what's this? Hmm? An opening in the rock. Your light, Petrie.
Hmm? Why, it slants upwards.
In you go. Perhaps this will lead us out of these caverns. Hmm. You are right. This is the end. We're out of it.
Yes, yes. Ah, the road must be up there. Hmm. This looks rather hopeless, Smith. We're caught midway between the sea and the top of these cliffs.
There's a steep path leading up. If we can only reach it from this ledge. Hold on to my hand, Petrie. Hmm. I'll try to reach it.
Well, for heaven's sake, be careful, Neil. Oh.
Here, Petrie. Put your foot on this rock.
Yes?
You'll be able to make it. I'll help you. Come on.
Thank you. Thanks, Neyland.
I wonder about Sterling. Cheer up. There's still hope.
What do you mean?
This path leads somewhere. It doesn't just lose itself among the rocks. But that's not the chief point of interest.
Oh, it seems to be to me.
What do you consider the most curious feature of our recent experience?
Well, Fu Manchu's motive in remaining behind to speak to us and how and when he joined the submarine.
Right. I'm satisfied that the passage we came through is the only way out. I'd like to make a guess.
Oh, what's that, then?
I don't think he's joined the submarine at all.
What? Do you think that he's taken this same route and that a car was waiting for him up on the road?
That's the point we have to settle. All cars using the road above are being stopped and searched.
Ah, then we may have him yet.
Oh, that's almost too much to hope for, Petrie. But suppose we begin our climb.
Righto, righto.
Oh, it's getting rather tiring.
Yes, I agree, Neyland. It's much of a path.
Well, we must go on.
I doubt if I can make it. Supposing you go ahead and get some ropes, it should be easier then.
Oh, we're almost on top, Petrie. We've got to make it.
Well, all right.
Heaven knows who uses such a path as this.
Well, Dr. Fu Manchu must have.
Must have the agility of a cat.
Yes, but why should he have chosen this, Nalan? There must be some reason for it.
Wait a minute, Petrie. This is where the path ends.
Oh, now what?
Oh, we've got to manage somehow. Look, we can rest here on this ledge and continue our way up, supporting ourselves on the rocks.
I simply won't be able to make it, Smith. I'm sorry, old man.
All right, I'll get help. Here, let me stand on your shoulders. I've got to reach that rock up there.
All right. Can you make it?
I think so. Put my foot on top of that stone.
Yes.
There. Now then.
Neyland, good Lord, watch out!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.